Hello everyone, thank you for being here and joining me for this new episode in which I'm going to give you 5 steps to help you release a block and get the energy to flow. So hi, I'm Morgan and I'm a personal development coach, energy practitioner, and I'm passionate about helping amazing people get their power back, overcome mindset blocks, and live a life that fulfills them, because we are not here on earth to be miserable, right? So, step number one, when you feel stuck, when you feel like something is not aligned, when you feel that you are like stagnating, however you want to describe it, but basically things are not going as you wish for them to go. First step seems obvious, but still it's very important, is to become aware of where you feel stuck precisely. Because awareness is 50% of the work, minimum. Then be present with yourself and acknowledge how it makes you feel. Are you feeling frustrated? Are you feeling angry? Are you feeling sad? Whatever it is, it's valid. Okay, so it's really important not to judge yourself for how you feel. And we tend to all do that, to be hard on ourselves and to think that we should, quote unquote, should be over it or we should be able to figure it out. But no, because we all have blind spots and it's okay. Nobody has it completely figured out. So just acknowledge where you are right now. And then you're going to ask yourself, when was the first time that you felt that way? Were you afraid? Is that a repetitive pattern? When did it start? What is the story, basically? What happened? And I would advise to journal about it, because or talk to a trusted friend or a coach, because that's also what I help my clients do, to really reflect on when the pattern started, what it is about, so that we can cut it. And it's not about going back in the past to, you know, to think of a trauma or being like, oh, that's heavy. No, we are here to make things shift. We are here to make things easier. And we need to do this in a loving and fun way. And when I say fun, I mean light. You know, nothing heavy, just flowing. So journaling can be very, very useful. And then when you have finished journaling, you will probably have gained perspective. At least that's often the case when we journal. We are like getting in touch with ourselves. We are, quote unquote, channeling our inner self. So if I may say so, we are channeling as in giving space for our inner self, our inner guidance, inner wisdom, and also our inner child, our wounds, and the old story to come out so that we can read it, like externalize it, put it on paper, and putting some distance between the words and ourselves, between the story and ourselves. And then you're going to ask yourself, is this serving me? Is this still true right now at this moment in time? And the answer is no. Likely the answer is going to be no. Then you're going to thank yourself for this newly gained awareness. Because this thing, this conversation that you just had with yourself, is enough to trigger the change. And then, of course, you need to take aligned action to go in the direction of the change that you want to see in your life. And you're going to actually decide what action to take based on this newly gained awareness. And you're going to want to build new habits, new patterns that are based on your newly found truth, on your epiphany, so that you can create a different life for yourself, a different reality. And once again, this is something that I help my clients with, especially in my longer containers. We implement step by step. Because having the shift is good, right? That's what we want. But we also want to train this muscle to apply these changes in daily life. So what does it look like? How can I shift my thought pattern? And that's also why in my containers, I offer pocket coaching, because I'm here to guide you in real time so that you can know what to do for yourself, not to make you dependent on me, not at all. I'm not for that. I'm all about showing you the way to be there for yourself, how to trick the mind that is trying to trick you, like basically like a mind hack. To learn new ways of thinking, of feeling, and reconnect with your body. So these five steps that I just described are enough to launch a change and to get the energy flowing, to get out of this stuck mode. So I hope that was helpful. And if you would like to discuss more personally, let's have a coffee chat, you know, and see how we could work together. So I will put the link in the description as usual. And you can also check out my website for the free resources that I offer. Make sure to check that out. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.